They ask you about war in the sacred month. Tell them, fighting in this month is a heinous offense. But to prevent from the path of Allah, to deny Him, to prevent access and expel His worshippers from the sacred mosque is a more severe crime, since mischief is worse than killing in His sight. As for unbelievers, they will not cease fighting until they succeed in turning you back from your religion, if they can. And if any of you turns back from his religion and dies as an unbeliever, his deeds will become void in this life and in the hereafter. He will be the inmate of the hellfire, to live in there forever. Surely those who are believers and migrated and struggled in the path of Allah, they can hope for the mercy of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving, merciful. They ask you about drinking and gambling. Tell them, there is great sin in both, although they may have some benefit for men. But the sin is greater than the benefit. They ask you what they should spend. Tell them whatever you can. Thus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes His revelations clear to you, so that you may reflect upon this world and the hereafter. They ask you about orphans. Tell them it is best to deal with them justly. You may become co-partners with them. After all, they are your brethren. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows who means harm and also who means their welfare. If Allah had wanted, He could be hard on you in this matter. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mighty and wise. Do not marry mushrik women until they become believers. A believing slave woman is better than a free mushrik woman, even though she may be more attractive to you. Likewise, do not marry mushrik men until they become believers. A believing slave is better than a free mushrik, even though he may be more pleasing to you. These mushrikeen invite you to the hellfire, while Allah invites you towards paradise and forgiveness by His grace. He makes His revelations clear to mankind, so that they may take heed.